As he bid Pope Benedict XVI farewell from Sydney Airport on July 21st, Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced that former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fisher would be the first resident Australian ambassador to the Holy See. Looking ahead to taking up his post in January 2009, Fisher spoke to us about the decision, which he said capped the World Youth Day experience.
With the World Youth Day, the stunning success of that, and in a sense, it's a follow-through to a desire for Australia to maximise its representations and its interface on key issues affecting the world in the 21st century. It's a big decision, but it reflects the Australian government's interfaith dialogue agenda to encourage interfaith dialogue. It reflects the need to work through issues such as food security and people smuggling issues and a raft of other issues nominated by the Prime Minister as I relate to the diplomatic corps of the Vatican and to the Vatican. Australia will in fact be number 70s, the 70th nation with diplomatic relations and with representatives, and I look forward to taking up the challenges following on the announcement by the Prime Minister.